Rebecca Newton and the Sacred Flame by Mario Ruti. Published by Oak Tree Press, an imprint of Andrews UK Limited. Read by Gerard Logan. Produced by Paul Andrews. Engineered and edited by Stuart Rolls. Prologue. Genesis. Eons ago, the Creator created both the Titans and the gods. He saw them first in his dreams and visions, and, after he had created them, they lived on with him long before the universe was born. He loved them and cared for them as if they were his children, teaching them the great creative arts. When the gods started painting and sculpting, the Creator watched their efforts proudly and said nothing, knowing not to intervene, like a prudent father anxious not to discourage his children's imaginations. Each god concentrated on depicting his individual favorite theme. Hephaestus, for instance, would paint using great swirls of red, orange, and yellow, and eventually created fire. Poseidon preferred the cool blues and greens, which led to him creating water. The more they drew and painted, carved and sculpted, the better their technical skills became, and there was a growing coherence between each of their works, as if many separate pieces of one great plan were coming together by design. Finally, the Creator spoke up, summoning them all to one place in order to lay out his plans to them. Although they were gods themselves, they listened to his every word, absorbed and continually astonished by his wisdom and his vision.
"The time has come for you to work in unison," he boomed. "From now on, you will labor together in order to create a mighty work of art. Each of you exercises..."